From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome into another edition of Talking Guns on the last Saturday of each month. We do welcome your phone calls at that number, 260-6368, area code is 504. Or we have another method, too. You can simply shoot us a quick text with a comment or a question on our subject matter at 870-870. And again, Talking Guns is the name of the program. My co-host this morning, Devin Burgess and Gavin Sachery from the Jefferson Shooters Club. Glad to have you guys with us. We got you there, Devin?
We do. It's great to be here on this lovely Saturday morning.
Yeah,
spoke to you.
Yes, it has. Been too long. It's a great Easter weekend. And Gavin Sachery also joins us. Gavin, you with us?
I'm with you. Good to be
Don. Very, very good. Guys, kind of outlining the program for our listeners this morning, there's some gun control measures that we introduced to the Louisiana legislature. We'd like to get your comments on that. And also talk about a topic that kind of made the news this week with stun guns. There was a landmark case that was settled in Washington, a Supreme Court decision coming down on that. And a lot of people are kind of in the dark when it comes to stun guns, and you guys are both familiar with them, so we'll kind of give the stun gun 101 class, and we need to save some time for our gun product of the month. I know we've got some audio, and also we'll get your local opinions on the particular gun product that we have this month, too. Mike Meyer is out on assignment, as they say. He's going to be out of town for a while, so we'll try to have some fun without him, guys.
Yeah, he's always be good.
First thing
he's
I want to do is talk about
something good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to have the good guys, too. You know, we need those
guys. Yeah, we do.
First thing I want to talk about is some of these gun control measures that we introduced in the Louisiana legislature. And I'm telling you, if you look at who the authors are on these, there's always seems to be a D behind their name on some of this, what I consider bad bills. And I'm sure you'll agree with me. I don't know if you guys have had time to research them, but I'll throw them out there. And if you haven't, I'm sure you can give us your opinion on it. The first one I want to talk about is House Bill 69, sponsored by our own New Orleans representative, John Bagnaris. Now, this one creates a crime of unlawfully purchasing or selling firearms from or by a licensed dealer without a 10-day waiting period from purchase to delivery. They would make exceptions for us concealed carry license holders and law enforcement, but it would apply to all other firearms transfers. Now, I know both of you guys are going to love this House Bill 69. What do you think about it?
Yeah, this is probably the one that would make the most waves out of the four. There's House Bill 69, 101, 102, which is mainly for theaters and metal detectors, and 693, which is for mainly for playgrounds and public parks, making those a gun-free zone. But House Bill 69 would create the crime of unlawfully purchasing or selling firearms from or by a licensed dealer without a 10-day waiting period. They have an exception for concealed carry, license holders, and law enforcement, but all the rest of us would be stuck. So if you don't have a concealed carry, now's the time to get one if they pass this bill. But this would probably be the bill that creates the most talk in the most ways. That when people find out, more people are finding out about this, but they're not going to like it. They're not going to like it at all. People don't like getting delayed 3 or 4 days. They're definitely not going to like a mandatory 10-day waiting period. They're not going to like that one bit. I don't like it either.
Gavin, do you see anything good or bad about this bill?
It's bad. I think that's one of the stupider bills we've introduced. I know we have, 27 gun-related bills in this legislature or something like that, 26, 27. What good is a 10-day waiting period going to do? It's not going to stop anybody that wasn't going to buy a gun legally from buying one, and that's where all your problems are going to come from. And it still doesn't change some of that background check process to screen for mental health and issues like that. Look what just happened on Thursday. It's not going to stop anything like that. There's volumes, you could say, Doc.
Yeah.
I'm behaving.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where this one ends up. It still, by the way, is live in the hopper. Now, one that is not, I checked on this morning, and they have withdrawn House Bill 102.
Now, this that is very is good.
One, isn't that a great bill, huh? This one would it would make it unlawful to carry a firearm for self-defense on the premises of a motion picture theater. And
God,
then the other
that.
One, 101, its counterpart, would create an offense of operating. This is for the theater. They would not be able to operate without having a metal detector or an electronic screening process for detecting firearms. So, you know, Gavin, you do some instruction for the concealed carry and firearm safety. Does this make any sense? Can't they post, if they choose to, a sign making it a firearms-free area if they decide to do that?
They can, and usually they do. I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know the lady that proposed that bill is from Shreveport, I believe.
Yeah.
At least down here, there's no more Lakeside Cinema. Every cinema around is a national corporation, and they usually take a, you know, they usually have one blanket policy for everywhere. I can not tell you of a movie theater around here that doesn't have a firearms-free or no weapons policy, at, you know, for their own theater. Does that stop anybody from bringing it in? No. Is it the same as creating a specific gun-free zone like the Feds do around schools, stuff like that? No, but is it a crime if you bring it in and that sign is up? Yes, no, maybe so. It's up to who responds. It's a private property rights thing, because those are all owned by corporations, and that's the same as a person in Louisiana in most places. And, you know, if you put up a no-gun sign on your house, you expect everybody to obey that and vice versa. So they can already do that. I don't understand how you can put the liability on the movie theater. But then again, that's a lawyer thing, and we know how that goes. Why take responsibility for yourself, and we can blame everybody else and sue behind it?
Well, the metal detector part of it, I haven't seen any reaction from the motion picture theater industry, but I'm sure they're not happy to have to go out and install those very expensive pieces of equipment and someone to operate it and monitor it.
Right, and then you got to pay somebody to do it. You have to find somebody that actually knows how to do it. And then, or you're going to get in a trick bag somewhere along the line when somebody sues you for illegal search and seizure or something like that. That would be what I would be worried about, more so than finding a gun.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction here that either House Bill 101 is either going to get withdrawn as 102 did, or it's going to get shot down very shortly. But that one is still alive. The last one I wanted to discuss with you guys is House Bill 693. This is by another New Orleans representative, Jimmy Harris. And this one, I think, is really dangerous. You know, I know, Devin, you thought that House Bill 69 was probably the most controversial. This one, if you read some of the language in here, particularly the end of it, not only would it include property used by public parks, playgrounds, or recreational facilities, including municipal parks, state parks that are operated by Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism as gun-free zones, but this other one is like a catch-all, and many other areas that could be closed out without effective notice to those otherwise lawfully carrying firearms for personal protection, which could be a concealed carry holder. It could be someone with exposed carry that has the gun legally, and maybe it's part of their job. This thing is really scary.
Yeah, I mean, none of it's good. It's all bad. It's all bad. None of it's good. None of it's ever good. But, yeah, you're right. The little catch that they throw in there could deem any place a no-carry zone. You know, any place.
Without notice.
Without notice.
Yeah, I'm walking in, and I don't know that this has now been declared a gun-free zone, and I got my firearm. All of a sudden, I'm a criminal. I'm a felon, you know?
Right.
I don't give this one much chance.
5 minutes ago.
I don't give this one much chance either.
And if you notice, it's always somebody from here that puts in one of the more ridiculous bills. Good thing we vote them all in.
Yeah, and keep them in, too. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, those bills, House Bill 693, 101, 102, and 69, probably the most ridiculous and certainly going to be the most controversial. 102 has already been withdrawn, and I don't give the others much chance, at least not in this state of Louisiana. We still seem to be a firearms-friendly state compared to some of the others. Any other pieces of legislation you guys want to talk about?
Well, you got to remember that President Obama and the White House, in a nutshell, is also looking to push forward more gun control and things involving gun control. The three main points that they want to do is they want to reinterpret the definition of a gun seller to expand the type of business or individual who must be licensed to sell firearms and conduct a background check. So this means that, Don, if you want to sell your buddy a friend, if you want to sell your friend a gun, if you want to sell your buddy a friend, then you're going to have to do it somewhere else. But if you want to sell your friend a gun, you're not going to be able to do that anymore, not unless you carry a federal firearms license. If you go to a gun show, the only people that are going to be selling guns at the gun show are people that can legally conduct a background check. That's Obama's gun show loophole that he wants to close, which is, again, ridiculous. He also wants to hire 200 new agents for the ATF, the BATFE, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, to enforce the existing gun laws, which I have no problem with that one. I think that's one of the problems with the mental health issue, because I think there is a mental health issue that some people fall through the cracks. So I have no problem with them hiring people for the ATF and ramping them up. But they also want to spend $500 million of our dollars to increase access to mental health care. Now, that is a slippery slope, because that opens all of us up to more scrutiny and interrogation from the government. The less they know about you, the better. So when you open up, and especially pass laws to open up, our security to them, where they can read anything about you, and they can, I don't know what they're going to do, but it's not good. The less they know, the better. I'm trying to get across. The less they know, the better. The more they know, it usually hurts us in the long run.
Agreed. Gavin, anything else you want to add before we break?
No, I really can't. I think Devin pretty much covered it. I hate to see the ATF add any more agents, really, because that's more tax dollars coming out of your pocket. And it's not that the guys don't do a job now. It's just, if you can look in a crystal ball, you can pretty much figure out what will happen. They'll hire those 200 guys or those 200 agents. Supposedly, they're going to be doing more background checks, and then something will happen, and all of a sudden, nobody will be doing background checks. They'll have them all doing something insignificant, just like that happens now, and we won't be in any better position.
Yeah, maybe it'd be better spent investing in some agents that will enforce the laws that we already have that aren't being enforced.
Right, exactly. They don't use the policies now, so I don't think 200 more agents are going to help.
This is true.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a topic. I've been wanting to learn more about myself, stun guns. A lot of people don't realize what they are, how much do they cost, how efficient are they, how do they stack up against a regular firearm for self-defense. I guess Devin Burgess and Gavin Sashery from the Jefferson Shooters Club. We're talking guns on 3WL 1350 Radio.
Cowboy boots. Ooh la la. Oh my, my. Things get cooking well.
When you're serious about getting the right gear, whether it be for hunting or fishing, you really need to check out Gus's Tackle and Nets in Slidell. Gus's is your headquarters for nets, carrying a wide variety of crawfish nets and trawls. They also do rod and reel repairs. And as always, Gus's carries all the top brands of freshwater and saltwater fishing tackle, offering the best selection of soft plastics in stock, including Matrix, Egret, and Deadly Dudley. So visit them at 726 Old Spanish Trail in Slidell, or give them a call at 985-643-2848.
If you ever tried the sport of bow fishing, well, you could get a shot by showing up at the Archbishop Rummel Alumni's Beast Feast and bidding on a live auction to make a trip with you and five of your friends on Bad to the Bones Bow Fishing Charters out of Dulac. They'll be there with the boat and all the information you need to get your trip signed up. That's the Rummel Beast Feast. And while you're there, hey, don't forget, great food, wild game, seafood like venison, duck, nutria, bison, goose, oysters, mai-mai, redfish, quail, alligator, even a wild hog cooked on a Cajun microwave. Come on out to the Beast Feast. It's all you can eat and drink. Get your tickets in advance and save a few bucks. They're $40 in advance, $45 at the gate. Gate opens at 5:30 Wednesday evening, April 6th, on the Rummel Raider Banfield, 1901 Severn, just a couple of blocks off Causeway Boulevard. All the information you need, sponsor tables available, and individual tickets at RummelRaiders.com. That's RummelRaiders.com.
The way I like it.
Nothing's better than boiled seafood, spiced just right.
Oh, yeah.
And Louisiana Fish Fry Products makes it easy to boil right every time.
Can't get enough.
Grab a bag. There's nothing to mix. Just pour and boil.
Aw, now you're cooking.
Crawfish, crab, or shrimp. With Louisiana Fish Fry Products, you got boiling down easy.
That's the way I like it.
Hi, this is Tara with Commercial Vehicle Sales. Are you looking for a reliable work truck or van? Are you starting a new business or maybe expanding your current fleet of trucks? Commercial Vehicle Sales in Ponchatoula has proudly been servicing the needs of South Louisiana for over 25 years. From pickups to flatbeds, vans to box trucks, and other job-specific trucks, give us a call or visit us on the website at commercialvehiclesales.com and see what we have to offer today. And be sure to join our dealer email list for the latest updates to our online inventory.
There's something for all age anglers at the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival Saturday, April 2nd. Besides bass, brim, and fly fishing categories, there's the new Boats on the Bayou St. John offering a Hobie kayak to the winner. Students can fish for their high school team. And the Fishtival of Special Education and Demonstration Exhibits are for everyone. And don't miss everybody's favorite, the Mardi Gras Bait Toss during awards ceremony. Register now online at BigBassRodeo.com, BigBassRodeo.com, or in person at the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival Saturday, April 2nd.
The biggest boat show on the Gulf Coast starts next week. The Gulf Coast Yacht and Boat Show, presented by Island View Casino. It's the only boat show you need to see. Two big weekends of savings starts next week. The Gulf Coast Yacht and Boat Show, starting Friday, April 8th.
I've never seen so many boats in one location. I mean, they have skiffs, yachts, pontoons.
More boats and more savings. The biggest boat show starts next week. The Gulf Coast Yacht and Boat Show.
Listen to the Christian Science Sentinel radio program every Sunday morning on 3WL from 8:30 to 9. Tune in and find strength, comfort, and renewal through interviews and uplifting testimonials on the Christian Science Sentinel radio program Sunday at 8:30 on 3WL.
From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
All right, keep that phone number handy and also our text message address, which is 870-870. If you've got a question, comment about our topic, stun guns. We're talking guns this morning with Devin Burgess and Gavin Sashery, the Jefferson Shooters Club. And, guys, I probably know very little about stun guns. I probably know as much as the average American does that, you know, it's a pistol-shaped object with electrodes attached. And apparently it looks like it has some darts, and when you shoot the victim, it strikes him and then administers an electrical shock. And I see the police using them on some of the shows, and it looks like once they get hit, they do the Macarena. Some of them fall down on the ground and start shaking. So I don't know.
Yeah,
tell me
like
all about these things. What is a stun gun, first of all? What the heck is it?
I'll take this one, Don. A stun gun, what everybody calls a stun gun, it resembles a cattle prod if you look at the business end of it. You see them at those gun shows. They make a lot of noise. That big, fat, blue spark just between the electrodes. The thing with stun guns is, number one, you have to be within touching distance of somebody, and they're pretty much useless. There are a lot of voltage, not much amps, and I'm not an electrician, but the amps is what would really knock you down or hurt you. Stun guns are not incapacitating. Despite what we see on TV, they hurt a little bit, no matter how big a noise it's making, and it hurts a little bit, but it's not going to stop anybody who's determined to hurt you from hurting you in any way, shape, or form. The difference between that and a taser, those tasers, it's an electronic thing. The wave pattern is different with the electricity that comes out of a taser. A taser is made to be incapacitating. It works to me, a good explanation would be those TENS units that they give you after you have surgery or physical therapy that you can turn on and they make muscles contract on its own. It pretty much does the same thing. It just does it all at once, and it forces you the area between those two probes to lock up. That's why you see them hitting the ground, jumping around sometimes, contracting, all that kind of business. Usually, I've never seen a taser not work. I've been touched with a stun gun, and I've been tased 3 times as part of training. The taser is a decided difference. It hurts like ungodly holy hell for 5 seconds, and then when that 5 seconds is up, it's over with. I think people get a false impression off of it, though. It's not made to, it's not a long-term thing. Both of those, especially that taser, is made for compliance and control. Like if you were in law enforcement, your primary method of arrest is going to be to secure somebody by handcuffs. So I need you not moving for at least 3 to 5 seconds so we can get you down, face down, and get your hands behind your back and cuffed up, and then everything is good. It's not a long-term solution when civilians buy them. I mean, it's a good escape tool, but just remember, in that 3 to 5 seconds, he's going to be in a lot of pain. But once he gets up, he's going to be more mad than he was before, and you can't. There's going to become a point where you can't just keep hitting that button and tasing him while you wait for the police to get there, especially if you're in the city in New Orleans. You can't tase somebody for 2 hours at a time. There's going to be a line you cross between defending yourself and excessive force, at least to me. Not everybody may view it that way.
All right. Once the electric shock has been administered, can you repeat that by pulling the trigger again? Can the person being shot remove those electrodes and then proceed to do whatever it was they were going to do before that?
On a taser, yes. You can keep pulling that trigger. I have seen somebody at Mardi Gras time, if they can get their hands on those probes in that one little half a second before you can pull that trigger again, they can yank one out and make it useless or yank both of them out, and I've seen that happen. So it's not foolproof. Nothing's foolproof.
All right, so the stun gun as opposed to the taser when administering the shock, is it a repetitive thing? Do the probes remain in? How do they work as opposed to a taser?
On those stun guns, they just have two probes mounted on whatever it is. I've seen them made like lipsticks, coffee cups, all kind of stuff nowadays. You have to physically keep touching the person while the button's being held for that stun gun to have any kind of effect.
Oh, because you have to actually hold it against them. You're not shooting any electrodes in, too. I see. Okay.
No. Yeah, you got to. I would have to physically hold it on your neck for you to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The taser is more of an area weapon. It's good out to about, they always say in law enforcement, 21 feet, but you're getting kind of far at 21 feet to make accurate hits with that thing. But the probes actually shoot out. It's got a little air cartridge in it, and the probes actually shoot out at the person.
All right. Now, what about the legality of carrying a stun gun? Are tasers, by the way, open to the – can a public person buy a taser without a permit? What is the legality of purchasing, owning, operating a stun gun, and also the same questions for a taser?
You can buy those stun guns all you want at any gun show that comes into town, and they look anything from – they look like flashlights to car keys to blow dryers to – I've seen just about everything. There's no specific law against owning one of those here. Also, you can buy a civilian version of a taser. It's not as powerful as the law enforcement version. And I believe the range on the civilian one, the law enforcement one I know is 21 feet. They claim the civilian one, I believe, is 15 feet. The legality of using them is going to be just like using any other weapon in this state for self-defense. Did you feel that you were in enough danger of grave bodily injury or death that you had to deploy a weapon to defend yourself?
All right, but since these things are not technically capable of lethal force, then I guess the parameters would be different because, you know, when you're shooting a regular firearm, I mean, the capability of taking that person's life is very good. The chances of doing it with a taser probably could happen if there was some type of adverse reaction the person had, but in a normal operation, and probably 90 out of 100 times, it's going to simply do what it's supposed to do, which is a temporarily incapacitation. Am I right?
Correct. You are right. It all comes down to how threatened do you feel, and what do you feel that you need to do to stop that person from hurting you?
I know that's not much of an answer, but...
No,
I understand. Yeah, well, I mean, it would be the same thing with a knife. You could compare it to the same thing. I mean, there's no registration.
what people forget about pepper spray and like tasers and stun guns is that that's an escape tool. For civilians, that's an escape tool. It's there to give you 3 to 5 seconds to start moving in another way, really, another direction, really, really quick.
It's not to end the threat. It's only to give you time to get away from it. That's about it.
Correct.
All right. Now, as far as cost, what is the price range on these things, and do you guys sell them?
We used to. I don't know if we still have any civilian tasers. Jefferson Gun may. The last I saw, the law enforcement versions were up around $1,000, I'm sorry, and the civilian versions were around $400. And that's for a taser. For those stun guns, you can find them anywhere from $10 up to $100, just depending on what kind of contraption you buy. You know, is it in a watch? Is it in an iPhone case?
Yeah, Jefferson Gun carries the civilian taser, and it's $399, $349. The expensive part is if you have a party and you shoot one of your buddies with that thing, those charges, the little charges, you don't reuse them. You have to replace the charge, the bullet, the little cartridge that shoots out the barbs. Every time you use it, you got to buy another one. Now, that's the expensive part if you have a habit of using it. Those little cartridges are about $80 to $100 a piece. As far as the stun guns go, they're about $20 to $30. We sell them as well at Jefferson Gun. But, they're much, much cheaper. Tasers are expensive, though. I would like one, but they're expensive.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gavin, you described when we first started a stun gun as a cattle prod. And I guess, you know, you could get a cattle prod and just use that. I mean, it's basically the same thing where you have to actually hold it against the body and administer a shock to use it.
Correct. Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. If you look at the design, it's the same thing. I think it's good for some people because they can use the intimidation of it. And if you've ever been to a gun show, you can hear them cracking all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's just not really. Unfortunately, I've been touched by one. It hurts, but it would in no way stop me from doing anything.
Particularly if you've got someone that's influenced by drugs or, you know, with a mental state that they're just not feeling the pain. That certainly doesn't have the stopping power of a firearm. Is there any cases where, for some reason or another, you strongly urge someone to go with a civilian taser as opposed to a conventional firearm?
Honestly, no. No, I'd rather see them have the firearm option than the taser option. The firearm option is in no way a guarantee, especially a handgun, that it's going to stop somebody. But I think it's a psychological thing on both parts. You know, most bad guys understand what a gun is and what it does, and deep down they don't want to get shot. I think people get a false impression with that taser that if they just shoot them one time, they're going to go down, like you said, flop around, do the Macarena like they see on episodes of Cops, and it's all going to be over with. And that's probably not going to be the case. It will be temporarily, but the guy's going to get up, and if he grabs those wires and yanks it out of your hand or the probes don't make good contact because it's wintertime, anything can happen. It may not work like they expect it to, and I just don't want to see people stand around and get themselves killed.
Right. What would be the best way for someone to get more information and maybe observe them and get more? Do you have any videos that are out there or demonstrations that they could go see to where they could make a decision on whether that's the right thing for them or to just go with a firearm?
Well, I would go to Taser's website. I think it's Taser International, if I remember right. They have videos up there. There's plenty of videos on YouTube, too. We were actually going to make some. If this would be a TV show, we could have tased Devin this morning, but we didn't have that chance. But I would go to Taser's website and actually look there.
You know, the one thing I'm thinking about that might be a practical use is there are places, a lot of them, where even concealed carry owners and permittees cannot bring a firearm. But you could bring a civilian taser in there, which is better than nothing.
Right. Right. Everything's better than nothing. Everything's better than nothing.
Exactly. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to get into the gun product of the month and talk about that. I know we have some audio that Mike Meyer got for us. Maybe we'll come back in with that, then get you two guys to give your opinions, local opinions from local guys, and get yours on it. And if we have any questions or comments out there, text us at 870-870 or phone it in at 504-260-6368. You listen to Talking Guns on 3WL 1350 Radio.
Keep playing in the sun and having fun is what you like the most.
Hey friends, wake up! Spring is here at Bayou Adventure, where we carry a full line of tackle and gear for all your fishing needs, plus shiners, crickets, and worms available daily. Looking to get the family out on the water? We rent kayaks and offer guided sunset paddles on the bayou. Upgrade your kayak this spring with our line of yak gear. We can even outfit it for you. Bayou Adventure just added a full line of remote control hobbies and drones. Check us out on Facebook or stop in our shop in Lacombe 7 days a week. Bayou Adventure, kayak, fishing, gear, and now RC hobbies.
Don Dubuque here. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south to the communities of Cocodrie, Pointe aux Chiens, Montague, Dulac, and Dulage for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the big ones. Visit homatravel.com for more information. That's homatravel.com. homatravel.com.
This is Chef John Falls. Historically speaking, vegetables are the unsung heroes on the culinary table. But in my new cookbook, Can You Dig It?, vegetables are elevated to their rightful place, garnering center-of-the-plate prestige. Louisiana is a state of gardeners, farmers, and tillers of the soil. Over 600 vegetable-focused recipes are packed into this 950-page book. Can You Dig It?, on sale now, $59.95. Vegetables never tasted so good.
Book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaska Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips, 1's a fly out on a seaplane, round trip airfare, rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch. All gear, tackle and waders, vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other Alaskan species, all for only $36.95. Travel with fellow Cajuns to the Kenai Peninsula during Cajun Invasion weeks, July 30th to August 6th or August 6th to 13th. Visit GoneFishingLodge.com or call 877-462-5755. Couples are welcome. Spots are limited. Make your reservation now. 877-462-5752 or GoneFishingLodge.com.
Hi, my name is Patty, and if you hunt, fish, or find yourself working in Plaquemines Parish, you're invited to stay at my place, Patty's Place in Burris.
That's my mom, Patty Williams, founder of Patty's Place in Burris, where we're continuing her tradition of being your home away from home. When you're out fishing, hunting, visiting, or working in Plaquemines Parish, call me, Nicole, at 504-912-3786 or see us at pattysplace.net. That's pattysplace.net.
Where can I get my perks today?
Livery Tours presents The Haunted House and Ghost Walking Tour. Actual historians teach you about the French Quarter's reported haunting. Today, get your $50 certificate good for a pair of tickets to this tour for only $25.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun. It's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
All right, guys, my name is Devin Burgess with MGM Industries, the Shooters Club, and Jefferson Gun Outlet. We're here with Travis Tomasi from Remington, and we're here to talk about the gun product of the month, which is Remington's RM380. What's going on, Travis? Thanks
hey.
For having me.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you.
So awesome. So what went into developing and ultimately making the RM380? What's its purpose? Who is its demographic? What are they going to be using it for? What's good about it? All that good stuff.
Yeah, well, the purpose was a micro pistol, a pocket pistol for concealed carry, self-defense. And really, we aimed at just the demographic is just about anybody. Anybody that is going to choose a firearm to defend themselves. The RM3D is really down their path, and we put a lot into this pistol. For instance, the slide racking force is extremely light. It's very easy to rack the slide. So in that regard, you know, people who don't have strong hands or ladies, everybody can rack this gun and load it, which I feel is important, you know, to confidence. You got to have confidence so you can load the gun to start with.
Yeah, I noticed you just did that with your two fingers. So with your pointer finger and your other hand.
Yeah.
That is probably one of the biggest concerns for not only women but first-time shooters, that that problem of that real heavy guide rod and they can't rack it. So that is probably the first gun like that that would seem to be that easy to rack. It's double action only, right?
Correct.
But that doesn't affect that. It doesn't seem like at all.
Not at all. Not
so
at all.
So with the people listening, it's when you pull the slide back to chamber that first round is what we're talking about. It's incredibly easy. Probably one of the easiest ones that I've come across. Very, very, very easy. It comes with a crimson trace. You can get it with a crimson trace laser, right?
Correct.
If you like the laser built in, or you can get it without. So this is geared around your concealed carry person, somebody who's getting a concealed carry license or permit and is looking for that perfect gun.
Absolutely. And something we're doing different than the competitive models is it's all metal construction. So we're using an aluminum frame versus a polymer. Adds very little bit of weight, but as far as endurance and as far as shootability, it really improves both of those.
Yeah, it seems I didn't even realize it was metal. It is metal, but it's very, very light.
12 ounces.
Yeah, that's real light. And the one I'm holding is with a laser on it too, and it's super, super light. So what where can people go to view the RM380?
Well, they can go right to our website at www.remington.com, and we've got a lot of good specs on the pistol. And that's a good place to check it out.
Overall price, basic price?
Retail is $436 on the model without the laser. With the laser, it's $638.
That laser, when you buy it without, is usually $200 or $300. So that's much better if you're going to go down that path to get it with it on it and save you a bunch of money.
Exceptional value.
So that's a single stack magazine, I'm guessing,
correct,
right?
Yes,
so
good question. It holds 6 plus 1 rounds of 380. It comes with two mags. One has a flush fit for, deep concealment, and the other one has an extension to give you more purchase on the gun.
So that it'll give you that somewhere for your pinky to fall.
Perfect,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And it comes with that. It comes with two. One already has that built into it.
That's right. That's right.
What do you think about holsters and all that good stuff? Is there a bunch
we've already worked with some the major holster manufacturers are supporting this as well as pocket holsters as well, like the Recluse and Galco has a great. I carry this thing every day, and I'm personally using a Galco right now inside the waistband.
Also, the I am not a fan of too many safeties. It doesn't look like there's a whole bunch other than that real double action only trigger.
You nailed it. There's
no
external safeties.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Less
to go wrong, less to remember.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So one more time, give these people your web address so they can go view it, and we'll have them in the store as well at Jefferson Gun Outlet, your local store. We carry a few of them at a time, so hopefully we'll have a bunch when you come see them, and as everybody flocks in, hopefully we won't have a bunch at the end of that. But so that web address where they can view it?
Yeah, please stop by www.remington.com.
All right, Mr. Travis, I appreciate it. I like saying your last name, Tomasi, and it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was the guy with us, Devin Burgess, interviewing Mr. Tomasi from Remington. And I took a look at it on the Internet, and I'll tell you what, nice-looking little firearm. One thing wasn't clear, Devin. As far as the capacities on the two magazines, the 6 plus 1, was that the extended magazine or was that the flush-fitting model?
They're actually both six rounds, 6 plus 1, which means obviously 6 rounds in the magazine and 1 round in the chamber. The extension only adds a place for your finger to fall. If you grab a lot of small guns, some people who grab a lot of small guns and know how that feels when your pinky and sometimes your your finger next to your pinky is off the gun, it's kind of uncomfortable. So they give you a mag that's flush fit, which that might happen, and then they give you a mag that has a base on it. It doesn't add any more rounds, but it gives your pinky a place to rest on the gun so it's not hanging off the gun.
Well, it's very practical. I mean, 6-7 shots, that's more than enough for the purpose of that particular firearm. Gavin, have you had experience in handling the firearm, shooting it, and as an instructor, is this one that you recommend to a lot of the people who come and take your course and decide they want to carry concealed?
Don, I can't lie to you. I've never seen it. I've seen pictures of it on the Internet. I've never seen it in person. I'll give you the complete opposite side of the spectrum. Would I recommend it? I don't know. At 12 ounces and made out of aluminum, it's got to be a really miserable experience to shoot, I would imagine. The one thing that hit me as an uh-oh right away, listening to that explanation, was it's extremely easy to rack the slide. The spring is really light. Wow. Is that going to work with all types of ammunition? Is it going to cycle like it should? Usually, when you drop that spring weight right there on that recoil spring, usually it doesn't work like it should. I don't know. I'd have to see it and play with it first before I would recommend it. I honestly, in all honesty, try to recommend people don't go that small for concealed carry. I'm a fan of going as big as you possibly can. The smaller you get, it's hard to make a small gun do what you want a big gun to do, no matter what the caliber, and you have to give up something to get something, and usually you give up too much. You give up functionality more than anything else.
The only thing really that concerned me, because I think it's made for what it is, it's certainly not something that you're going to use for long range or target shooting or any other purpose other than putting it in a tight place on your body and keeping it concealed for personal defense. The ease of which that slide comes back and having no external safety, I might be a little bit concerned about inexperienced shooters who, in the time of need, getting nervous and pulling that gun out quickly. Is there some danger in that? Devin, let me get your opinion on it, because obviously you've seen it and only seen it. I guess you've probably fired it, too.
We carry him at Jefferson Gun. You're right. Gavin is right. There's a double-edged sword when it comes to this. A lot of older women, come in and can't rack. They think that they cannot pull the slide back on handguns. And most of them can. They just haven't been taught by us because we're amazing. Or Gavin, more specifically. But he can get you to understand how your hand should work in unison with the gun to rack that slide back. So for our listeners, when you put a magazine in the handgun, it's not automatically loaded and ready to fire. You have to pull back on the slide, and you have to let it go for that slide to pick up the first round and the gun to be loaded. So a lot of women and older women and people with arthritis, they have trouble pulling that slide back because the guide rod, which is the spring underneath the barrel that helps after the gun goes off, helps retract and the slide and keep the recoil low. Usually that spring is a very heavy spring, and that helps you in the long run if you can fight it and get the slide back and let it go. What Remington did was they tried to make that spring as light as they could and still have the gun function over time. So will it do that? I don't know if it'll function over time. I've seen it be fired and it worked. However, that spring takes probably the most abuse as any other moving part. So I don't know. I don't know. There's a reason why all of your small guns aren't easy to rack. It's because most of the manufacturers have figured out that it's very hard to get that gun to work in unison with a light spring. Remington says they've done it. I guess we'll have to wait and see. It just came out literally a month or two ago, so we're going to have to see if our shooters buy them and shoot them and shoot them and shoot them, and if we get any returns, or not returns, but any that need to be fixed and sent back to the factory, then we'll know that, no, it doesn't work. But that's the main thing that stood out, is the ease of which you could pull the slide back, which for most beginning shooters or older people with arthritis, again, they're going to go into a gun store, they're going to feel that, and they're going to love that, because it's really not like any other handgun. You can pull that slide back incredibly easy, but there's another side to that. So there's a balance that you have.
Yeah, the stronger that spring is, the stronger that spring is, the less recoil you feel. So to me,
right.
It doesn't do them any good to be able to put a round in the chamber easily if when they shoot it, it beats them to death. That's just an experience.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, so I don't know. And if it only works with certain types of ammunition, et cetera, you know, Devin can tell you they don't read all that stuff under their owner's manual. They're going to go buy anything they can off the shelf that's cheap, even if they shouldn't be shooting it, and then complain. And you know, like, it's a vicious cycle.
Well, I guess one of the solutions would be to get Devin, to get you one, Gavin, and put it over there at the Jefferson Shooters Club. And then you can play with it and get the feel of it and get a real good, clear understanding. And then when customers come over, and if that's a gun at the Jefferson Gun Outlet that they're considering, you might want to say, look, take a trip over there. Or when will the shooting range be ready at the gun outlet, Devin? Maybe
it's
they could do it there.
Ready? You got a drum roll? It is open.
Okay. So they could actually test fire the gun there at the same location then.
If they bought it there, they could. As of right now, we don't have a rental Remington 380. They're still building up their inventory on handguns, but we're missing the silver lining. It is open. Thank God.
And what are the hours for it while we're talking about it?
As of right now, I mean, all this is going to change over the next month or two. It was a soft open until I just opened my big mouth. But it is open in unison with the gun store. So it's open from 10 to 7 Monday through Saturday as of right now. They'll be closed on Sunday until they kind of come out of their shell and get their own hours and, you know, break off from the store. They opened about a week ago, a soft open. They opened for a couple of days and then closed and regrouped. A couple of the lanes needed a little tweaking, and now they opened this past week for good. They're open and up and running and rocking and rolling. You go over there, it's beautiful store. It's probably the nicest range south of Las Vegas. It's incredibly nice.
Yeah,
truly
it was
beautiful.
It was a work in progress. Last time I was over there, I got to stop by and see the finished product now that the doors are open. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it. We'll get you to talk about store hours. Also, the concealed carry and gun safety classes that Gavin teaches over there at the Jefferson Shooters Club. We'll get him to run them down for you. In fact, he's probably got one coming up this afternoon or this morning. Back to wrap up Talking Guns here on 3WL 1350 Radio.
Spot, I know. Here's my living room and my favorite chair. Watching a TV fishing show.
There's something for all age anglers at the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival Saturday, April 2nd. Besides bass, brim, and fly fishing categories, there's the new Boats on the Bayou St. John offering a Hobie kayak to the winner. Students can fish for their high school team, and the Fishtival of Special Education and Demonstration exhibits are for everyone. And don't miss everybody's favorite, the Mardi Gras Bait Toss during awards ceremony. Register now online at BigBassRodeo.com, BigBassRodeo.com, or in person at the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival Saturday, April 2nd.
In the land of delicious, indulgent food, it's nice to have a healthier alternative every now and then. And the new Panko Bake from Louisiana Fish Fry is the best of both. Chicken and pork dinners go from boring to wow with the new Panko Bake from Louisiana Fish Fry. This perfect blend of zesty Cajun spices and coarse panko breadcrumbs tastes great, is healthier than frying, and our family loves it. Pick up the new Louisiana Fish Fry Panko Bake from America's number one selling fish fry brand at your local grocer today.
For years, you've used Standard Mapping's aerial photo maps to get to your hunting and fishing hotspots. Now available are Standard Mapping's e-cards. They're SD cards containing aerial photo image data that replaces the background map on your Lowrance HD GPS. Whether you need visual access to Delacroix, Venice, the Atchafalaya Basin, or any of the many areas these e-cards cover, travel like a pro, even if you've never been there. To order, go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and click on Outdoor Mall. DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com and find e-card maps at Don's Outdoor Mall.
Do you like free stuff? You do? Well, that's great, because Gator Tail Outboards has some good news for you. Buy a new motor from a Gator Tail dealer this month and you get $250 worth of free stuff from our Gator Gear store. Buy a new boat and motor from a Gator Tail dealer this month and get $600 worth of free gear. For more info, visit www.gatortail.com.
A fishtival?
Not just a fishtival, a big bass fishtival.
Only in New Orleans.
Yeah, you got that right. It's time for the 69th annual Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival. Saturday, April 2nd in New Orleans City Park. Get set to compete in five fishing categories. Plus, boats on the bayou for all the kayakers itching to fish on Bayou St. John. You could win more than just bragging rights. Entry fee just $10, 13 and older, or $5, 12 and under. Registration starts at 6 a.m. sharp. Need more details? Find them at BigBassFishingRodeo.com.
From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And we're talking guns this morning with our co-hosts Devin Burgess and Gavin Sashery from the Jefferson Gun Outlet and the Jefferson Shooters Club. And guys, I got to tell you, there's a saying that the most important purchase in your life is your home and your second is your automobile. I don't know, your purchase of your firearm ranks way up there because that's something that can save your life or possibly that of your loved ones. It's very important to make a purchase, and places like the Jefferson Shooters Club and the Jefferson Gun Outlet has got professionals there like yourselves to help people make those very tough and right decisions. If you would, Gavin, kind of tell us about the Jefferson Shooters Club as far as the courses that are offered, when they're offered, and how people can get signed up for them. And by the way, how is the concealed carry program going? Has it been keeping up with state police, keeping up with it on a timely fashion, and how backed up, if you're backed up at all, on your classes?
We don't really have a backlog in classes because we have the freedom because we have our own range to schedule just about any day. We do have one every Saturday, and you're right, we have one later today. It starts at 11 o'clock. But any other day that you would be interested in taking one, as long as we're open, all you have to do is call us, tell us how many people and are interested, and we can go from there. As far as the state police backlog, that's an open-ended sword because you have some people in this town who are saying they've had students that got a permit back in a week, and I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that, and I never will. If you call them right now, even though the website says 120 days, they're much better than they used to be in past years. They'll tell you the waiting time from the time you submit, no matter how you submit, is somewhere between 8 to 10 weeks. Which, with the number of people doing it right now, I would be more in line to believe. That whole 1 to 2 week thing, I just am very suspicious of. It took me 7 weeks to get a renewal back for myself. So that 1 to 2 week thing, I'd have to see it for myself. As far as any other classes, we do offer a basic firearms class every Wednesday at 5:30. You have the option of either just doing a classroom portion. That's $45, and that lasts about an hour, and you can, you know, we'll tell you how the handguns work, let you play with one a little bit and get comfortable with how it functions and handles. And there's also a shooting portion with that. If you want to do the classroom and the shooting portion, it'll run you $89. We'll spend about an hour out on the range. That class covers the classroom portion, the range portion, and you can shoot a couple. Like if you're trying to choose between 9mm handguns, we'll give you a box of ammunition, and you can switch between a couple of different types of guns and see how you like them. It's much better than coming in and renting four or five different types. It'll save you a little bit of money. That's Wednesdays at 5:30, or if you just call up and ask for me, I can do it any other day that I'm there, and I have a couple of hours.
And what's the phone number there?
It's 504-733-7822.
All right, and for the concealed carry course, that's just walk up?
You don't need to call first for any of those classes. If you want one outside of Wednesday or Saturday, call up. But on Wednesdays and Saturdays, it's just kind of open enrollment, first come, first serve.
All right, very good. Good idea. All right, guys, great show. Thanks for all the information departed in the discussion and the coverage of the Louisiana legislature affecting firearms and the stun guns, and also on the gun product of the month at Remington M380. All right, guys, thanks again, and look forward to our next visit next month.
Yeah, thank you, Don.
All right, happy Easter to everyone, you
happy
guys
Easter,
included.
Don. You too.
All righty, and we'll be back again next week. We begin at 5 a.m. with the network edition of the show, and then from 7 till 9, it's more outdoors. We're going to have some special guests joining us to talk about that Rummel Beast Feast, also a little bit about the sport of bow fishing, and also we'll talk more about the Big City Park Big Bass Rodeo, the nation's oldest freshwater fishing competition, and it's all set for next Saturday morning at City Park in the Lagoons. All right, thanks for tuning in. Happy Easter to you. Hopefully you can get out there and bag a turkey for you turkey hunters and maybe catch a few speckled trout and reds and bass if you're a fisherman. We'll see you next week again for another edition of More Outdoors on 3WL 1350 Radio.